Okay, Shir is about to start. Wish Lema. Miriam Yafa Bas. Chana Freda. Should be the Chos Farah for Shalema. Ben Heir Rabbi Amina.
So last week we started speaking about the idea that there's a concept of a Mikdash Ma'at. And I brought down a few sources from the Navi Yecheskel itself, which said that shuls today have a din. There are replacements of the Beit HaMikdash. And so, say for a mitzvah, one of the Rishayim paskin lehalacha, that is a din of Moira Mikdash, like the Beit HaMikdash. Everybody understands the Beit HaMikdash is a din of Moira Mikdash. That's the Oraisa. Shul is the Oraisa. The din Moira Mikdash is the Oraisa, which means having all of a shul, having proper coverage of a shul, is a chiv the Oraisa. Some hold it to Rabbanon. Some hold it to the Rabbanon the Kedim. But Akoponim, we see the Musig that Shul is considered a small mikdash. It's not just a rabbi's speech. Okay? It's a real thing. It's a real thing, and it's really halacha, is a din of the Moira or Shul. It's just to explain in Simon Kufman Gemot Shulchan Aruch, and it's like two blot in Megillah. Are you allowed to sell a Shul? And if you do sell a Shul, what are you allowed to use the money for? Is the Kedim Kedusha on the money? Either din kedusha on the money, you can't just sell a shul for anything. The money has to be used for another shul. It's not possible just to even sell a shul. Those halachos are very, very intricate. If somebody wants to sell a shul for stamas or something else, it's not possible at all. Okay? Reb Reuven told me, your shul's in the Bronx, that there's nothing happening with them. He said, look what happens. You make a shul, and then it dies out, and then you can't do anything with it. And that's really the halacha. That's where I talked to Reuven this week, last week. Now we started off last week with a Mishnah, that the Mishnah spoke about the idea that you're not allowed to have kalas roish in the Beit Knesset. That's what the Gemara brought down. The Mishnah says, and the Braita says, you're not allowed to have kalas roish, you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to drink in a Beit Knesset. You're not allowed to have any adorn yourself in it. You can't chill in it. You can't use it as a shelter. If it gets rainy, you go into the shul. You're not allowed to do that. That's considered the mevaza the makom, shaming the makom. That's what this is, a clear gemara. Then the gemara speaks about if the shul is not used, you have to let the grass grow to show agmas nefesh. Okay. Then the gemara gives two hetairim on this thing. And we just spoke out the heter. The first heter is Tanai. Either Tanai, Rav Asi brought down, and this is smack in the middle on page one, in the middle of the bottom. It says, Amar Rav Asi, Batech Nesiyah, Shevavavah al Tanai, Hina Suyim. Batech Nesiyahs are made out Tanai, with a condition. What does it mean with a condition? So Rashi brings down eight lines from the top, Al Tanai, Avinashi Yishtam Shubahem, they allow to use them. Which means they made a tonight when they made the base medrash, they're allowed to use them. Although you're allowed to use them, you're allowed to use them, still you're not allowed to have kalas roish. Even with the tonight, you're not allowed to do anything that's lightheaded. And the Gemara gives an example. What is considered kalas roish? Cheshbonos. Cheshbonos means some type of business. That's what the Gemara said. So that's the first heter. And that's what we spoke about. Oh, so that means anybody that's in Bavel, by the way, only in Bavel, could make a shul with a condition that you want to go ahead and use the shul for stuff. That was the first heter we said. Then we said another heter. What? Talmid Chacham. The Gemara brings down that Chacham and their Talmidim are mutter to be able to adorn themselves in the shul. Why? Because the shul is considered their house. Or their house, they're able to use. Two heterim. That means, let's say somebody's not a Talmid Chacham, the Chayra at Tanai should work. That is according to Rashi. However, not so fast. Hamdulon Taisus, and this is the first piece we're going to learn inside, which is extremely pertinent to Halacha Lamaisa. Dr. Taisus, Batech Nesir Shal Babel at Tanai in Asuyin, Velam Tis Chafet Merbeid, Taisus, Ratzal Loimar, Kolz Mashayim Batalim. This that we're saying that you're allowed to go into and use the shul for your own stuff with the condition, is not when it is a shul. It's when it is not a shul. So Chazizin, the Bryce, the U, the Gam Shem Aram, Lohei Roitzin Lekant, the Hem, the Hem, the Ksham, the Ksham, Al Moshem, the Shemait, the Bait, the Lusa. Taisa says, I have a Varaya. Of course, when the shul is being used, you can't go ahead and use it with a Tanai. Why? Because we find that the Tanoim didn't want to walk in Dami Ram. They wouldn't walk in the Beis Medrash even when it was raining, unless they needed to be able to learn. But sometimes they wouldn't walk in. Why? Because when you just walk, your shul is your like shelter. Your shul is not a shelter. What do you think? There's Boy Scouts here? No. No, you can't just walk into the shul for a shelter. A shul is a Makom Kodesh. You can't. It's not just your umbrella. It's like people who the Munkacher, not the Munkacher, my Rashiva told me, people who make the sharp line, handle it. People who make a seam in the 9 days, it's like ripping out a page of Gemara and using it as your plate. That's what you're doing.
It's a way to eat the meat way around it.
Right? It's a way around it. You see what he's saying. Okay, but at the end of the day, that's what everybody does. And not only that, Chassidim say it's a big zach to be able to make a seam in the 9 days because it shows that you're making Kedusha out of the and Simcha out of the sad days through Torah. Okay. But at the end of the day, over here, the Gemara clearly, the Amaram say, you can't just use a shul for your umbrella. So Taisus, why not? They couldn't have made a condition that you're using shul for whatever it is. Says Taisus, we see, tonight is only when I'm making a condition when the shul is not in use anymore. Then I'm able to use it for my own thing.
So is it referring to the shul building itself or the base measures?
And then he says, the shul. Taisus continues. He says, he's speaking about when the shul is destroyed. The Oz Mahani tonight, then a Tanai is going to work. On conditions going to work. The Dafka Leisenship of Bubble, only in the Bubble, says Taisus Mahani at tonight. That means the Gemara says, Rav Asi says, only in Bubble. That means Taisus is saying like this. Not only is tonight doesn't work if it's used. I mean, you can't just make it tonight. Yeah, I'm making the shul with the condition that you're able to eat and drink in it. Right, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. It's when I'm making a condition that if the shul ever chas v'shalom gets destroyed or we don't use it anymore, then I could go ahead and use it. And that says that's only in bubble because in our tishrol, shereil eis b'koil b'meheira b'mimeinu, when Mashiach is going to come, he pakel kedushasam. Because in bubble, there's not going to be any kedusha in the shuls anymore because everybody's going to Israel. All the Rishonim asked on Taisus, what's he talking about? All the shuls are going to come along also. Question that everybody asked on Taisus. Good question. Avul Oysen Shem Eretz Yisrael, Loi Mahani Tanai. Tanai never worked. Shari Kedusha, some oil of the Kedusha is always forever. Okay? This is what Taisus said. Now, comes along Shulchan Aruch. I just want to tell you how strong this halacha comes out. Shulchan Aruch says, halacha l'maisa. In Bishas Dinyan Beis HaKnesses, Shulchan Aruch Yerav, I did not bring it down. And while they built the base of Medrash, his new love, they made a condition. You could use it when it's destroyed. I will be Yeshuvah when it's being in use. It's my condition, don't work. And even the Korbana, you can't use it for business. You can't, because that's considered even the bigger Kalos Reish. We have a big problem, according to this place, that Shulchan Aruch Pasan's like. You're not allowed to do anything with a Tanai in a Shul. Period, end of story. You're not allowed to do anything with Tanai. Now, here is one hector for Talmid HaChachamim, for sitting and learning in the Shul. Talmid HaChachamim. And Shulchan Aruch brings down, and I brought it on page Dalet, in Siman Aleph, it says, the reason why I'm going quick is because I want to get to Rav Moshe's tshuva. He has two tshuvas which people go wild. I've yet to see such sharp lines written against Rav Moshe. Like, it's not funny. And you'll see in a moment. Any just idle talk, you're not allowed to. Now to adorn yourself, putting your makeup, now the chillin behind, blame the smosim behind, b'cham, tami the chachamim, the tami deim, mutar rechulish, it's the doichek. If it's a doichek, then they're able to go ahead and eat and drink. The Ramah brings down in the base measures, even without the doichek, okay. But Shulchanot Paskin is the only Talmid that Chomer allowed to sit and drink. Now, in Halacha Dalet, just to say about sleeping, what about the people who sleep on the rabbi speaking? Because you're not allowed to use it for your own usage. Says Shulchanot Dalet, just to know this, I mean, what's the Shina if you do it every week? What? That's not a shinoi.
No,
a shinoi means
we should be thanking him.
All right, minhag Yisrael.
It's a minhag Yisrael. Take a look at Halacha Gimel over there. In Yishin the Beit Knesset, Afi Yishin that's Arai. In the Beit Knesset, which is a place where you don't learn in it, it's only specific for davening. You can't sleep in it. Abba Beit Medrash Mutter, and Beit Medrash is Mutter. But then he says, for the necessity of the Beit Knesset, you're able to eat and drink. What does that mean? This is the Mechaber writing, the Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, the Shulchan Aruch. Okay.
Yes. Yes. You're able to eat and drink. Okay. What does that mean, L'Tzerech Beit Knesset? What does it mean, L'Tzerech Beit Knesset?
Full dinner.
Not in the school, though.
Look at page hay, because the Mishavur is on page hay. I thought this is what Dr. Kopp is going to say. Take a look at the Yazayin. With Terech Beit Knesset, it's like right over here. But the Mishavur could go, Misha Shemer Oisle, the person who's watching it. He's allowed to sleep in it. But anybody else is not allowed to sleep in it.
A Shomer.
Okay? So just understand, so we have a big problem. You know, the problem is that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can't do anything unless you're a Talmud Chacham, and according to Shulchan Aruch, Tanai doesn't work. So we have a question. How do I have a whole Kiddush and Shul? Are weddings allowed to be in Shul? We're all Talmud Chachamim.
We're okay. We're talking about everybody else.
Right. Because we're perfect. Everybody else has to work on themselves.
What? What do you say? Just make another room?
Well, the second floor and you have the farm.
Exactly. We should not, right, exactly. We had a second floor, we would not be here right now.
That's right.
And be social here.
That's right. Okay. So. So the truth is, the first hetzer I'm going to throw out to you is not what the Mechaber says, but the Mishavur brings down in the Bir Halacha from the Gois Ashri. The Gois Ashri argues with Taisus, and the Gois Ashri says that, no, Taisus says that a condition is only after the shul is destroyed, loyalim. Hagayis Ashri argues, and he says that you're able to make a tanai even on a shul that is in use, but if Shulchan Aruch didn't pass like that, l'maisa there is a different reason which Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass, and the Bialacha brings down, and we're going to see that l'maisa says l'maisa the minik is to be made like that. Now, even if you're going to say tanai works. Still, as I said last week, that is only for eating and drinking, but kalos roish, lightheadedness, never was mutter. That never was mutter. So again, we're going to have to answer ourselves, what shot? Well, forget about kiddush clause. How is it possible, for example, how is it possible, this shul, to be able to have, I said, a woman's night out, or a camp, or anything that has absolutely nothing to do with eating and drinking? We have to answer that for a magic show. We have to see why. We're going to find a Hetzer Mitzvah Shem. We'll see. Come along, Ramosha, page Yud. If we can't finish it this week in Mitzvah Shem, which we probably won't, we'll get to it, and we'll go back to next week. There's so much on the topic, because it's a very heated thing. Come along, Ramosha, on the bottom of page Yud. The Inyan Suma, was written to... Who is the rabbi of JEC? Who started JEC? Anybody knows?
Yeah,
Rabbi Tite. So in Simon Memches, the Elam sees it on the bottom. A blind person that has a dog.
A seeing eye dog.
He wrote this on Chof Gimel Shvat Tov Shin Yud Gimel. You know how long that is?
No, when was that? When was it?
I'm 72 years ago.
72 years ago you wrote this?
Yeah.
Wow.
He says that Maharechet Kvotsoi Yedidia Raf Hagoin Hamafursum Marin Rav Pinchas Mordechai Tait Gaivid Goin Av Bezdin Elizabeth Suita. Shalom Ibracha. So he said like this. Hini Bidvar Asuma Shalimdu Lekelev. He wants to know what's the halacha on it. Skip the first paragraph because that's the Shaila. He said like this. Vihine Isabi Yushami. He brings down the Gemara Yushami that nobody in the world knew before Amisha said it. So this is a Yerushalmi on the same Gemara we're learning. Yerushalmi is always very, very cryptic, hard to read, very not pashut, Yerushalmi. He says, like, Rav Imi mifkid l'sfarya. Rav Imi commanded the sfarya. Sfarya are the rabbeim, or the people in the shul. And also barnash gabichon, if somebody comes to you, melachlich b'raisa, dirty and tyrant. These are the words. I'm just translating the word. The gabeichon to you, yihavim mekabunle, accept him, ulechamrei ulemanui. What does ulechamrei mean? So chamar medina is wine, right? That's what I would have touched it, right? What is a chamar?
A donkey.
Rav Moshe touches it as donkey. We're going to soon see the Chalkis Yaakov goes wild on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, accept him and his donkey, and ulemanui and his stuff. Umishim the sovukar of Yehuda ben Levi. Yeshua and Levi, the Amr Shem Leil Mizeh, but the Chassidus, but the Midrash is the Chacham and Talmidim, because shuls are for the Talmidim. So says the Rav Moshe, the Yerushalmi is saying that if you have a guy who's learning, accept him and his Cham, the way Rav Moshe touches up his things and his donkey in shul. Why? Says Rav Moshe, because he holds like Rav Yeshua and Levi that the shuls were made for the Talmidim Chachamim. Uchadis is gam big Gemara didon in our Gemara as well. We said in the Gemara, what does it say? B'daf koches amar rav hachacham v'talmidei mutarim der motzed amar shuv levi my bei rabbanon beis rabbanon. Why do we call shuv bei rabbanon? Because it's actually the house of rabbanon. Bei is the house. V'chein amar rav imi l'savar yeshav humurak tzas ben tayra. What does it mean he's getting himself dirty and tayra? Meaning to say, he's not really a ben tayra. He's starting to learn. Even if he's a little bit learning, nami b'chashim k'ben tayra, natural k'ben tayra, l'gabi zeh umotach shuv in he's able to bring be there with his donkey and all of his things. And the Ran in Megillah, the Ran in Bavli says the same thing. We see from this, bringing a donkey is not considered kalos rush. Because the Gemara over here is saying, because even Talmidei Chachamim, they're only able to eat and drink. But they never had a hetzer to go ahead and go play ping pong, have a tennis match there. They're able to eat and drink there. But you can't do whatever you want there. So being that you're able to bring in the donkey, so the donkey's allowed to come in.
But back in the days when they had donkey places, why would they just park it outside?
Good question. But any calls was in Yosef Machila v'Shtiyah v'Sheina. The Mahayu Yosef is that if it would be more of a bizarre, well, here in the Tel Tamachacham, the other Tamachacham, any Muzal Meir the Mitzvah. What do you think? A Tamachacham is not doesn't have to be worried about being Meir Mitzvah. You think a Tamachacham has to have Meir Mitzvah, which means the Tamachacham has to have awe of the Mitzvah, and the Beis Medrash, a Beis Knesset, has a chiv of being Meir Mitzvah. So this that a Tamachacham is allowed to eat and drink is because it's their house. But they still are now allowed to make a design from the fact that Rav Ami said you're able to bring in the donkey. Comes out that the donkey is equal the same level of eating and drinking. The Isa ben Magen Avram brings down that even Talmidei Chachamim they are still not allowed to. They're not allowed to be mevazet. They're able to eat and drink, but they're not allowed to be mevazet. Da'ikam v'loshen atur v'shulchan aruch inech milu aser. Other things are aser. And then he brings down that the Magen Avram brings down this Yerushalmi. Says Rav Moshe, a very important thing. Even if Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to eat and drink in the Beis Medrash, they're not allowed to be mevazeh, then the fact that you're able to bring a donkey comes out that it's the same level of eating and drinking. Clear? Says Rav Moshe, skip to the paragraph with the hand. Since it's like eating and drinking, says Rav Moshe, okay, then even if you're not allowed to Talmidei Chachamim, you're able to make a tanai. Remember we said tanai doesn't work for shuls? When they're standing, according to Taisus and the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Moshe is not going to go like that. Rav Moshe is going to say a condition works even if you're not a Talmid Chacham. I'm like other people. Says Rav Moshe, I have other shitas that argue with the Shulchan Aruch, that argue with Taisus. Gediza Baran, B'shem Haramban, Shemane Tanai, Afiyu B'Yeshuvon. You're able to have a Tanai. And he said, according to the Ran, that even in Eretz Yisrael itself, in Yishem Hilchukhu Anshiyahir, Bachel Baimaniyan, if you have an Oni that needs to eat, people had to eat in Shu'Allah. Shem Hashem Aviyah, B'Yisayat, Simon Kufnun Al, the Beis Yisus brings it down again. Who is the Beis Yisus? He's the Shulchan Aruch, but he wrote his own explanation and commentary on the Torah. Then he wrote it, codified everything in the Shulchan Aruch. But Lemaisa, the Beis Yisus himself, who doesn't pass in that a condition works on a shul that's actually in service, still nevertheless brings the view that a condition will work even if the shul is in service.
Mashma, it implies that pasuk gulay mahani tonight call. Even though Shulchan Aruch said that tonight doesn't work, the yeshuvim linyan afilos rishtiya. I'm magen Avram. I will sit kadam beit. Have you gam shita goyis ashi shemar zruah shal tonight shari afilu yeshuvim that tonight does work. Lechol lishis lechol adam afshalem edech. So says Rav Moshe, you could bring the donkey in shul. Bring the donkey in shul, and then he says he's going to go by there. He says that we find chassidim. They eat. See them always eat their shalosh shudas in shul. So he says, and they eat in the yard side in shul. Says Rav Moshe, what's the pshat in this? I Shulchan Aruch says not like that. So you have an Arishan. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass on like that Arishan. Says Rav Moshe a very interesting thing. Once it became the minhag to people to do that, the minhag made the halacha. Can you imagine such a thing? The minhag came for people to go like the other Rishon, even though halacha said not like that. The halacha is, as long as the shul is in service, you can't make a condition that you made a shul in order for you to be able to eat and drink over there. Can't do that. Can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. But the minute came that people went like the other Rishon, that says that as long as you make a condition when you built the shul, that you're going to be able to eat and drink here, it's okay. And since the minute came like that, the minute forces it that the halacha is like that. This is what Rav Moshe said. And to skip to the last paragraph, Lachem, therefore, Kibin, since bringing in a donkey is not anything less than eating and drinking, Vishena, Yeshlahatir, or all shuls are made with a condition. A dog is not less than a donkey. And it's a tchak. I mean, the guy can't see. What do you want from him? What's going to happen, says Rav Moshe? You don't let him in shul. What, he's never going to come to shul. He's never going to come to shul. The tzibur. No, we don't make bark. The blind eye.
We're only diving in the shul.
So he says, for such a situation like that, he wanted to bring the dog in the shul, and you allowed to keep the dog. He said, the best thing is to make the dog at the entranceway so the people shouldn't get
the
whole.
That'd be a special.
He said that'd be a shasat chak.
It'd be like a service dog.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he's saying, a service dog. This is what Rav Moshe said. Now, I want to say the rebuttal on this. But before I say the rebuttal, there's really another tshuva which we really need to go through. This tshuva was about a case that a shul, there was a shul that was built. And there was a shul that was built. But when they built it, they weren't sure. They weren't sure about the shul if it's going to last. So they built it that it should be a library. In their minds, and they built it as a library, in just in case that the shul never becomes into a shul. And then what happened was, it became a shul, and then Lamaisa, they wanted to sell it. So they wanted to know that, are you able to build a shul? That means, we know, we have a view, the Ran brings down the Hagoyis Ashri, that you're able to build a shul with condition that you're going to eat and drink. That we paskin, says Rav Moshe, it came the minute, and we pass like that, you're allowed to drink. By the way, halacha l'maisa, so you're allowed to make a kiddush in the shul according to that Rav Moshe. By the way, other shitas do not go with this Rav Moshe. They're very makbur on it. I don't know if Rav Shlomo Zalman was very happy with kiddushin being done in shul. Not, meaning there's there are other achronim that don't go like this, Rav Moshe, and they hold you can't just eat and drink in the shul unless you're a Talmud Chacham.
So Rav Moshe is a little more lenient.
He's a little more lenient because the Mishnah Berurah does bring the idea, this other shita, that you're able to make a condition that you're building the shul in order with the mindset that you're going to go ahead and eat and drink and in the shul. So we could already be Samech HaRav Moshe that Kedeshim are mutter in the shul and eating and drinking in mutter in the shul. Besides the fact we're Talmud Chacham. That we also could be Mekel, right? But this over here is a situation, they're asking a totally different question. They want to know, if I made a shul with the mindset of that it's not a shul, is that phenomenon valid? Is there such a metzius like that? I made a shul with condition that it's not a shul. Does such a thing work like that, or does such a thing not work? We're going to find out. Now, before you know the rest of the story, comes along the Chalkus Yaakov, and he says, it's not just him, by the way, it's like 10 different people go on remotion. He says, first of all, he writes, this wasn't in the time, Chalkus Yaakov says, first, the Yerushalmi that says that the Talmud Chacham was allowed to come in was never in the middle of davening. That's what he said. Again, we're talking about things that are not clear. Yerushalmi says he could come in, but he has a little bit of Torah in him, and fine. Come on, the Chalkus Yaakov. Yerushalmi never meant in the middle of davening. Are the animals going to go to the bathroom in the middle of davening? Is that a normal thing to do? You can't do that. It's the worst thing. And Shaiot Lachuv is Mitzvah Yimayim, it brings down. Ein lecha zilzul u'bizul lech beit ha'knesses gavim is that. There's no bigger shameful thing than to bring a dog in a shul. Then says the Chalkus Yaakov, he says, Chamre, he says, Rav Moshe just made a mistake. He says, Chamre is wine. He says, even though that this guy has wine with him, since it's what they called, it's mother. And not only that, he says, Chamre is the Pasach, okay? It's just a grammatical error Rav Moshe was making. And not only that, somebody wrote, a man by the name of David Tzvi Hillman, he wrote like this, the Ta'a, Rav Moshe finds Ta'a, the Kara Chamre, Kinera Leira Chamar Miyamuk, he never saw a donkey in his life, like some Levi, he didn't put in his mind, Shadarkila Hapo Meir Aglaim, well, a dog, you don't know the way, a donkey, you don't know how donkeys urinate. The Shachal Devar Yerushalmi, he brings down a different Yerushalmi that says that the feces of a donkey is worse than all other feces. It smells more. So and then the guy wrote, the person wrote, the Gamloi Sire B'machshavtei, Rav Moshe, when he said the tshuva, didn't formulate it in mind. Heichan Yamdu HaChamar Alav, when is this donkey sitting, standing? Al Mokim HaShamish? Where does the donkey being? By the Shamish? Al Mokim Rav? In the rabbi's year? Al Mokim on the Chvalim in Mizrach? In Mizrach?
You wouldn't say this.
Bui al Bima by the Bima?
You wouldn't say this to Rav Moshe. You wouldn't have the goal.
What?
But
he wrote, it's
or
possible.
After.
Yeah.
So these are things that
Moshe has. Right, 1 second. And then he says, because the lashon of the Yerushalmi is the lashon of
we only mentioned donkeys and dogs. What about like if someone wants to bring their wine? Sure, I mean, does it say any animal?
No, it doesn't say any animal. It doesn't say any animal. The lashon is
a hamster or something.
Chamre. So, chamre. If it would be chamare, then it would be.
Why don't you write chamaro?
It would be donkey. Chamare. But chamare is wine. I'm just saying, you can imagine.
He's
going. He's mommy.
He was just saying on his own. The way he wrote chamare was he
quoting. Chamare last.
No, he's quoting the Yerushalmi.
He's quoting
the Yerushalmi.
What does Yerushalmi mean?
What does Yerushalmi mean?
We should know it.
And then another Shuva says, Akar Aslicha Rabba. He says,
he says, if it meant donkey, it didn't mean the actual donkey. It meant that the person who's noyig, the donkey, is allowed to come in, like your shamish. It didn't mean the donkey itself. And then a sefer Shari Alacha writes on Rav Moshe, he says, do you think a dog is not worse than a donkey? The pasuk says, Leisavi esnan zayda mechir kelev, beis Hashem lekecha. You're not allowed to bring the esnan zayda mechir kelev, meaning a switch. If somebody traded a dog for something else, for an animal, that trade you're not allowed to bring as a korban. So the dogs don't come, even a trade of a dog, we don't find that such a thing by a donkey. So a donkey is much worse than a dog. A dog is much, much worse than a donkey.
Dog is worse than a donkey?
A dog in the din, wait, a dog could be a man's best friend, but in Dine Kedusha, we find that if you, a man pays a prostitute with a sheep, right? So if she wants to bring the sheep as a carbon, you know what you tell her? Take your sheep and have your lamb chops with it. You ain't bringing it into our thing. That's what the pasuk says. Mechir kelev means you have a dog. There's a pasuk in the Torah. You want to switch the dog with a sheep. That sheep you're not allowed to use as a carbon. So we see that's a specific thing when it comes to a dog. Now, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt. He was very close to the Ramayshah. And he wrote in Chelak Dalas, the Mechav Zayin, he says, even though we don't have to answer the line after his death is referring to Ramayshah, he said, but he wrote, I wrote to Rav Yaakov Reish, who's the Mechaber of the Chalkas Yaakov, who went to town of Ramayshah. He says, he wrote to him, your claims are very strong, but you wrote very strong against Ramayshah, against the Rashka Bahag.
How dare you?
And you can't write. But the Maisa Gret, he was masking to the tainus on the Chalkos Yaakov. The Chalkos Yaakov Taka was very, very strong. So before we go weiter, let's just review what happened. Rav Moshe over here is saying that the donkey is the same as the dog, and you can bring a donkey in, because you're making a shul al-Ali day at night. This is the way Rav Moshe's tshuva is when it comes to being in the CA. Rav Moshe passed him like this. Chalkos Yaakov said, number one, he made a mistake with his chamor. It's just wine. No, I never spoke to Rav Reuven about this tshuva. I spoke to Rav Reuven about a different tshuva. But what does chamor actually mean? Pashut, tais. Chamor can actually mean donkey, but even if it's donkey, one of the times was, it was never ensuring davening, it was that the person could come in with this stuff. Either it meant, others say, it meant chamare, the person who's leading the chamar, his guy, his lackey,
his jockey.
Yeah, the guy is his slapper.
Donkey.
His slapper, his wine, but it didn't mean the donkey itself. Mm-hmm. This is what they went to town against so much. Okay.
No.
So this was a very, very strongly, this is a very contentious tshuva that Ramesh wrote. But Akoponim, what we see from Ramesh is a very strong hazard that Ramesh says, that being that the minhag of Klal Yisrael came to not listen to the Shulchan Aruch, and to go ahead and say that we go against the halacha, that Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to make, Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to make a condition with a shul, that it make building a shul in order to be able to eat and drink. Therefore, says Ramesh, Ramesh the minhag was to go like the other Rishonim, which was Agos Asher in the name of the Arzul Ruah, that not like the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to make a condition. Since it was the minhag like that, the minhag made the halacha. That's why it's passing to Rav Moshe. This is a very important thing. Rav Moshe added on to that, that a donkey and a dog is the same thing, and that's why a dog is the same thing like eating and drinking.
The rules are passing that you can't have kiddush, and they go ahead. But I'm
not saying kiddush, a kiddush like in another room, like not
right,
in
that,
the main
and
sanctuary.
And some want to say that even this day you were able to bring it, we see it wasn't in the actual shul itself. It was in the Sai sanctuary, that's why they were able to bring it, and therefore they're okay. Now,
some shuls are not equipped for like here. Can't be about here. You can make it the kiddush of the shul. The many shuls that are standing, they would never eat the shul, like in the Kashmiri synagogue.
No, but we have a problem. We have a problem with here. We have a problem with here. And here's the question that I'm going to ask. And unfortunately, we couldn't get to the next tshuva, but Mirtz Hashem, next week we're going to get to it. Which is, we want to pose ourselves the question, because nobody allowed Kalas Reish. Not one person. Not one sheet allowed Kalas Reish in the base medrash. We have a question, what defines Kalas Reish? I mean, anything that's just your own business, we have a problem. The question is, are we going to be able to say, if we could say that a shul that was built on condition to be a library, it was never built to be a shul, could we say that the shul was never a shul to begin with? What do we mean by that? Shulchan Aruch brings down that in Kufnan Alf's faith, and this is going to be the core of Ramosha's, the Hakdama for Ramosha's tshuva, Ramosha is going to be saying that the shul, that they built the shul, that perhaps it's not going to be a shul, it's going to be a library. We want the shul to be a library because we don't know if the shul is going to be at the last, and now they tackle on to sell the shul, so maybe the shul was a library the whole time. So Shulchan Aruch of Kufnan Alf's faith on page Dalet says, it's a public place, a yachid who has in his house a shul, a base medrash.
Yeah, we'll say some converting garage into a shul.
That doesn't have so much kedusha, and therefore such a zach maybe doesn't have kedusha base medrash. So the question is, could we make it that a shul doesn't have kedusha base medrash from the beginning? I never meant to build a shul. And if that is the case, then it's never a mikdash mat. It's always a library. If such a phenomenon, meaning in order to be able to be matir, to be able to do whatever you want in the shul, the only way you could get to that is either by saying it's the same level of eating and drinking, but if it's not the same level of eating and drinking, you're going to have to say that it's not a shul. Now, the question is, could you say that the shul was built in order to be able to do whatever you want, that it's not a shul to begin with? And this is the sheet that Reb Ruvain told me. Reb Ruvain said, perhaps the shul is not considered a shul. And Reb Ruvain didn't tell me this tshuva of Reb Moshe, but this is exactly what Reb Moshe is going to end up saying when it comes. That means Reb Moshe is going to prove, and Reb Moshe is going to have to prove this, that there's the ability to be able to make a shul, never to be a shul to begin with. The question, a good question. And another problem is, you're not in the library. The problem is there a din that you have to make a shul into a shul? Is the halacha that you have to have such a zach? Why can't I say you have to have a shul? Why can't I just have a minyan in my house? Is there any halacha? There is a halacha. We'll see. The Rambam is going to say that you're forced to build a beis knesses. Why? Why can't we just have a minyan in the house? Is there any din that you have to have a kedusha space medrash? So the question is, number one, is it shayach to make it that the shul is not a shul? Is it an automatic thing, kedusha space medrash? Is such a thing like that possible or not? And then, in this very, very gray area, what about the camp in the summer? Does it fall to the level of underneath eating and drinking, playing dodgeball and shul? Doesn't sound so kosher to me. Entertainment from a Mavel Malka, doesn't sound. It doesn't allow for Zion. We're talking about halachically, if that kedushas mikvah, you're not allowed to. I'll tell you what, Reuven the Maisa held that. This is what he told me. And by the way, I'm not here to make anybody feel good or not, but we're here to research the halacha. And we have to take our emotions out of it. And Lemaisa, if Reb Ruvain would tell me that we can't do it, I would put an end to any type of entertainment or any camp in the summer, even if it was a loss of the shoe. Lemaisa, Reb Ruvain said, I would leave it. His words were, I would leave it because at the end of the day, the shoe was never built to be a shoe with the Kedushas base measures. This is what Reb Ruvain called me.
But tonight is made.
No, because this is going to be the problem. Tonight cannot take away. Tanai is only for eating and drinking. But Tanai is not that there's no kedusha space measures to begin with.
Even without
a Tanai, the shul wasn't made to be a shul. It's the only way Reb Ruvain said it's mutter to go ahead and do things. I asked Reb Ruvain about a camp. I asked him about these things. He said the only way to be mutter such a thing is to say that the shul is not a shul. He said, who says it has to be a shul? It's not a kedusha. He said, good deal. What's the big deal? He wasn't bothered by that. He wasn't bothered by the fact.
They call it a shul.
Right.
They're not calling
one second. I'm not, again, these are the words I spoke to him. This is what he told me.
That's not a bad idea, though.
I'm showing you where the shiloh comes up. Now, I understand it could make feelings of uncomfortability inside of us. So what are we? We don't have a conducive space to measure something on it.
It's the original plan. But I don't suppose it's going to be social.
Right.
Social.
Okay.
Exactly.
So could it be it? I could never have thought of the show. I don't, by the way, I didn't come with any agenda. I came with an agenda to be able to try to find the Hetzer. So Taka never, now, is your din that you're Mechoyev to build one? Is it one per city? That's the Mirat Hashem is going to be next week. Shir, Rechani Ben Kashem, Mirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Agati Tez Yisrael, Tikkun 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 Yisrael, Tikk